I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. When Deere & Company releases first quarter earnings tomorrow, it'll be the first time since it bought the Wirtgen Group. Dr. James Bang is an economics professor at St. Ambrose University in Davenport. He says initially, investors should just look at the bottom line.
John Deere is a huge company. You know, in 2016, they had something like $27 billion in revenues, compared with, you know, maybe $2.5 or $3 billion in revenues for the Wirtgen Group at about the same time. So, I mean, it's a really big company buying up a relatively big but still much smaller company in this case.
Bang also says diversification may not be the only reason Deere bought the company based in Germany.
Probably one of the things in this case is that you get access to patents. So that's probably one of the biggest things that this deal did for John Deere is that once you buy the company, you own their intellectual property as well.
Deere paid $5.2 billion for the Wirtgen Group and retained all five of its brands.
The organization gets John Deere's access to capital and financing and markets to sell their products, which allows a smaller company like that to grow its operations and become more competitive with other firms that are doing similar types of production.
When the deal closed in December, a Deere spokesman said it's rare for a company to find another one to buy that has a similar work culture with no overlap in products. Wirtgen employs more than 8,000 people and operates factories in Germany, Brazil, China, and India. I'm Michelle O'Neill.